Fantastic. Well, welcome, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the new GTLD Subsequent Procedures Subteam Track 5 call on the 27th of February, 2019. In the interest of time, there will be no roll call. We have quite a few participants online today. Attendance will be taken via the Adobe Connect room. So if you are only on the audio bridge, would you please let yourself be known now? Hearing no name, I would like to remind all participants if you would please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes, and please keep your phones and microphones on mute when not speaking to avoid any background noise. With this, I'll hand the meeting back over to Ova Cavalli. Please begin.
Thank you very much, Michelle, and good night from Buenos Aires, Argentina, a nice cool night of summer, and good morning, good evening, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for joining. We will continue the revision of the document with all the comments that have been magnificently ordered and classified by the staff. I want to thank the staff for making an enormous and incredible work with this rich document. So the idea of today is review part of it. The other part was done in the previous call, and there will be other calls. And we will check also this in Kobe in our face-to-face meeting there. Before we start, I would like to ask you if there are any updates of statement of interest. I see none, so let's move forward. We will review the document in the case you were not present in the other call or you have no time to review it in detail. You can see that the document has been ordered and marked with comments in different colors. So these colors have a meaning, and I will mention this to you. Of course, you can ask the meaning at any moment in the call, but this is, of course, green is agreement. Red is that there is some divergence from what has been proposed, as for example, now we will review the recommendation. Blue is new ideas that are not included in the recommendation, and yellow is concerns that the different commenters have about the ideas of the document. So I have my screen in the Adobe Connect, but I will review the document from another computer, which is larger. So I got my colleagues from staff and from colleagues. If I don't see a hand up or something in the Adobe Connect screen, please let me know, interrupt me, and I will give you the floor. So you may recall that the last call we reviewed with the help of our colleague Martin Sutton, the general comment. What we will do today is review the preliminary recommendations. So you recall there are 13 preliminary recommendations. So I will briefly read them, and I will refer to the comments that we have received. In order for you to follow what I'm saying and to follow the document, I will refer to the number of each row of the general document. So the number in the spreadsheet at the left side, this will be the number that I will refer. So when you see the note, we will use the same reference that we used for the first call. So everyone is on the same page. Okay, let's start. Thank you, Martin. Any comments, any questions so far? Okay, I see none. Let's go. So there's a... in the recommendations, in row number C, there's a summary input from general comments. Of course, all this categorization done very nicely by the staff. You can review, you can comment. The idea of reviewing the document is so that you have a chance to see it. And remember that in the lower part of the spreadsheet, you have different sheets that we will review now, the one that says preliminary recommendations that has a number one. So in the row three, there is this title, and I will go first to the line four, contributions who support most of the 2012 rules. There is agreement from Center, AFNIC, CCNSO, APLD, Tom Dale as individual, Uninet, and Norid AS. Then contributions, it's this row number 5, contributions who support most of 2002 rules with exception of the intended use provision for city names. There is agreement, but some divergence. Agreement and some divergence from Government of Brazil, Government of Spain, Swiss Federal Institute of Intellectual Property, Switch, Icelandic Ministry of Foreign Affairs, German, GAC, Origin, European Broadcasting Union, Government of France, Association of European Regions for Origin Products, AREPO, Republic of Peru, the Finnish Transport and Communication Agency, Government of Argentina, Chile, and Colombia, Fundación Incluirme, Portuguese Government, and GAC and ALAC. Now I will go to row 6, contributions who, despite objections, are willing to support most of 2012 rules. However, many do not want to see preventative protections extended. There's agreement from Marquez, the International Trademark Association Registry Stakeholder Group, Business Constituency, Group of Registries, Uniger Registry, Minds and Machines, Group Sub-Level Design, Amazon Registry, Services, and Employ Media LLC. So this is our general comment. Steve is making some comments in the chat. No hands up so far. So let's go to the first recommendation. The first recommendation says, as described in recommendations 2-9, WorldCard 5 recommends, unless or until decided otherwise, maintaining the reservation of certain strings at the top level in upcoming processes to delegate new GTLDs. As described in recommendations 10-13, WorldCard 5 recommends, unless or until decided otherwise, requiring applications for certain things at the top level to be accompanied by documentation of support of non-objections from the relevant government or public authorities as applicable. So, let's see in, this is row 7, let's see in row 8, it's CCNSO agreement. There is agreement from CCNSO as well. Agreement from Doug Berlin, GmbH, COKG Hamburg, sub-level domain GmbH, GOTLD Group. Agreement also from, this is row number 11, agreement from Center and AFNIC. There is agreement, this is row 12, agreement from Business Constituency, Row 13, agreement from Uninet Norid AS, Row 14, agreement from Dotson GmbH, Row 15, there's agreement from the Intellectual Property Constituency APC, Row 16, agreement from Sondé as an individual, and row number 18, agreement, some concerns and some divergency from the Grant Registry Group. Let me check the divergence is they don't support restrictions to the use of the geographic terms at the top level for applicants that hold matching trademarks. And the divergence is the removal of the restrictions imposed and the recommendations 10-13. There are more detailed comments in row 18, and you can go to the document and check them. No comments so far, no hands up. Okay, follow on. Row 19, it's agreement, some concerns, and some divergence from the International Trademark Association. The divergence stands in that did not agree with restrictions in the first round, and due to concerns that they conflict with established law at the international or domestic level, and the divergence if that inter does not support recommendation 3, 10, 11, 12, or 13. Okay. No comments, no hands up. Okay, let's see row 20. Row 20 is agreement and some divergence. Agreement from the group of registries, only registry, minds and machines, group, sub-level design, Amazon Registry Services, and Employee Media LLC. The disagreement divergence is we do not support preliminary recommendation 3 for the reasons stated below in that section. And of the rest is agreement. 21, row 21, there are concerns raised by Christopher Wilkinson. Christopher says the option that it would normally be the relevant public authority itself that could make the application and allocate the registry on the basis of a call of proposal has not yet been seriously discussed. Let's go to row 22.
Other problems with the sound? I will try to speak closer to the mic. Is that better? Okay. Thank you, Michelle. I was in row 22. Divergence from the registrar stakeholder group. The registrar stakeholder does not support this recommendation. 23, the ALAC refers to responses of other recommendations, and then row 24, there is divergence from the NCSG object maintaining the reservation of certain strings at the top level. Okay, this is recommendation 1. Any comments, any hands up so far? Okay, thank you very much. It seems that sound is better now. So let's go to the second recommendation. WordTrack 5 recommends continuing. This, I'm reading row 25 of the document. WordTrack 5 recommends continuing to reserve all two character letter ASCII combinations at the top level for existing and future country codes. I won't read all the recommendation, which is quite long. This recommendation is consistent with the GNSO policy in the introduction of new generic sub-level domains, policy recommendations from 8 August 2007, also consistent with provisions in the applicant guidebook of 2012. So let's go to the first comment. This is row 26 of the document. It's agreement from Singapore. At 27, we have agreement from .Berlin GmbH and company KG Hamburg sub-level domain GmbH GOTLD group. Row 28, we have agreement from the business constituency. Row 29, agreement from .Song GmbH. Row 30, it's agreement from the registrar stakeholder group. Row 31, agreement from the International Trademark Association. Row 32 is agreement from the Intellectual Property Constituency. Row 33, agreement from Tondale as an individual. 34, agreement from ALAC. Then there is agreement from Group of Registries. This is row 36. Unit Registry, Minds and Machines, Group of Level Design, Amazon Registry Services, and Employee Media LLC. Row 37, it's agreement and some concerns from the CCNSO. The concerns are the reiterated concern regarding the proposal under WordTrack 2 to lift the exclusion of one letter, one digit as CLD. Comments, hands up, nothing. Philip is asking, there are no row indications in the document in Adobe Connect. Can staff send the Excel document? You have a link to the document in the invitation you received for the call from Julie and from Michelle, if I'm not mistaken. Please, if colleagues from staff can confirm what I'm saying. And the left column, you have the row number that I'm referring to. It's the first column to the left. Okay, I read the row 37 about the CCNSO comments. Then I will read. Yes, someone wants to talk? No? Okay. 38, it's comments from Center and AFNIC. There is agreement and some concern. The concerns are quite long. Mainly ICANN is not in the position to decide what is a country and what is not. There have been and will be new countries in the future that will need a CCTLD. Therefore, two character combinations should be reserved for existing future CCTLDs. This is row 38. Let's go to row 39. From the Grand Registry Group, there is agreement and some concerns. The concerns are not supporting any restrictions to the use of geographic terms at the top level for applicants holding a trademark. And two-character restrictions are already applied at the top level due to a long-standing practice for country codes corresponding to the ISO 3166. So let's go to row 40. There are agreement and also some concerns from Uninet Norid AS. The concerns are, however, the proposal by WorldTrack 2 to remove reservations one letter digits is in conflict with the principles that GTLDs should be three characters or more. And with the two-letter country codes, we refer to our earlier comments. So there are some concerns about one digit and three digit codes. 41, row 41, a comment from the Communications and Information Technology Commission, CITC, sorry. There are some concerns. No agreement. Strongly don't accept the initial report's proposal that seeks permission for two-character domain names of GTLDs. Row 42 is divergence from the NCSG. It's about only one country has been created in the past two decades. The status of quo of reserving all two-character letter ASCII combinations ought to be assessed in terms of freedom of expression. Row 43 is the last comment about recommendation 2. It's from Christopher Wilkinson. It's kind of a summary statement. There's no agreement or concerns. And he suggests to continue reservations of all two-character letter codes. So we finished with recommendation 2. Any comments? No comments? Okay, let's go on. So in row 44, you have recommendation 3, where track 5 recommends continuing to consider the following category, a country and territory name, which is reserved at the top level and unavailable for delegation, as stated in the applicant guidebook. Alpha 3 code listed in the ISO 3166/1 standard. sorry. So, row 45 is support from Tom Dale as an individual. Row 46 is support from Singapore. Row 47, comment from Christopher. Also, somehow a summary of statement. Not support or disagreement. Row 49. See, he's making some comments. We're at the bottom. Okay, let's just check in the chat. Row 49 is agreement from the Communications and Information Technology Commission, CITC. Row 49, it's agreement from Berlin GmbH and company, KJ, Hamburger, Top Level Domain GmbH, and GeoTLD Group. Row 50. 50 is agreement from Center and AFNIC. Row 51 is agreement from the business constituency. 52, agreement from Uninet Nordic AS. 43 is agreement from Dodson GmbH. And 54 is green agreement and the long text that you can review from, hold on a second, I cannot scroll my screen. From the registry and stakeholder group is 54. 55 is agreement and some concerns from the CCNSO. The concerns would like to, CCNSO would like to stress that ISO list of country score is a living document. So they do some comments about the ISO list. 56 is agreement and concerns from the brand registry group. The concerns are the BRG does not support any restrictions to the use of geographic terms at the top level for applicants that hold the matching trademark. This was also included in other comments. 57 is a comment from ALAC. There's agreement and divergence. Agreement is the green part and divergence is, however, we do not support preliminary recommendation 3 insofar as it recommends continuing to consider ISO 3166/1 alpha 3 codes as remaining unavailable for delegation. There is consensus in at large alpha 3 codes to be made available for application by relevant government. 58, it's agreement and divergence. From the group of registries, Unit Registry, Minds and Machines Group, Top Level Registry, Amazon Registry Services, and Employ Media LLC. The disagreement is they strongly opposes to any policy with 73 character codes. Row 59, it's the CCNSO raising concern. Mainly, although the ISO list of countries does not change frequently, it should be seen as a living document. And there are more texts to review. Row number 60, concerns and divergence from the NCSG. The concerns are, we would like to record concerns regarding reservation of codes and names in general. And the divergence is, according to the NCSG, does not agree with such recommendation. Alpha 3 codes in the ISO 3166/1 should be made available for delegation. Let's go to, am I going too fast? Just say something. No, okay, fine. Thank you, Javier. Gracias. Now I'm lost where I was. 61, divergence from the registrar stakeholder group. The registrar stakeholder does not support this recommendation. Three letters have been available from the start, and they have additional comments. Row 62, divergence from the International Trademark Associations. INTA disagrees with this recommendation as it creates confusion and is unnecessary. ICANN has already reserved the character codes and country names, and they explain the reasons. Okay, the last comment about recommendation 3 is in row 63, and it's from the Intellectual Property Constituency, IPC. The IPC strongly believes that all three-letter combinations should be available for delegation as new GTLDs and their further explanation. Okay, we finished with recommendation 3. Any comments? Any hands up? I see none, so let's go on. In 64, we have the recommendation 4, where Track 5 recommends continuing to consider the following category, a country and territory name, which is reserved at the top level and unavailable for delegation. A long form name listed in the ISO 3166/1 standard. So let's see the comments. Martin is saying if anyone has comments. Okay, thank you, Martin. Okay, let's go to the first comment about recommendation 4. It's in row 65. It's agreement from the CCNSO with this recommendation. Then in row 66, there is agreement from Singapore. 67, agreement from Dot Berlin, GmbH and Company, KJ Hamburg, Sub-Level Domain GmbH, and GOTLD Group. 68 is agreement from Center and AFNIC. 69 is agreement from the Business Constituency. 70 is agreement from Uninet Nordic AS. 71, agreement from .com GmbH. 72, it's agreement from the Registrar Stakeholder Group. 73, it's agreement from the International Trademark Association. 74, agreement from the Intellectual Property Constituency. 75, agreement from Tondale as individual. 76 is agreement from the ALAC. 77 is long text from, it's very long, I have problems to review all the documents. 74, there's a group of registrars, only registry, minds and machines, group, top level, Amazon Registry Services and Employ Media LLC agreement as well. Let me enlarge the document. That was 78. And now go to 79. Agreement and some concerns from the Brand Registry Group. The concerns are that the BRG does not support any restriction to the use of geographic terms at the sub-level for applicants that hold matching trademark. Row number 80, agreement and some concerns by the Communications and Information Technology Commission, CITC. The concerns are translations of strings, long-form country territory names should be addressed and reserved. Row 81, we have divergence from the NCSG. The NCSG is concerned that long form of geographic entity as defined in ISO list, long form is overly broad to be used as a strict set of reservations. And there's more explanation about that comment. And finally, the last comment of recommendation 4 in row 82 from Christopher Wilkinson, also a summary statement that the long form listed in the ISO list will continue to be protected. And more explanation about it in the comments. Okay, we finished recommendation 4. Any comments? Hands up or... Okay, none. Let's go on. So in row 83, you have recommendation 5. World Track 5 recommends continuing to consider the following category: a country and territory name which is reserved at the top level and unavailable for delegation as stated in the applicant guidebook, short form, name listed in the ISO 3166-1 standard. Let's see the comments. So row 84. Sorry. 84 is agreement from the CCNSO. 85, agreement from Singapore. 86, agreement from .Berlin GmbH and Company, KJ Hamburg, Sub-Level Domain GmbH, GOTLD Group. Row 87, agreement from Center and AFNIC. Row 88, agreement from the Business Constituency. 89, agreement from Uninet Nordic AS. 90, agreement from .Song GmbH. 91 is agreement from the Registrar Stakeholder Group. 92, agreement from International Trademark Association. 93, agreement from the Intellectual Property Constituency. 94, agreement from Tondale. 95, agreement from ALAC. 96, agreement from... Hold on, I have... Registered Stakeholder Group. then let's go to 97. Agreement from the group of registries to need registry minds and machines group top level design Amazon Registry Services and Plan Media LLC. 98. Agreement and some concerns. The concerns RG does not support any restrictions to the use of geographic terms at the sub-level for applicants that hold the matching trademark. And 99, agreement and concerns from the Communications and Information Technology Commission. Concerns are translation of strings should be addressed as unreserved. And 100, row 100, divergence from the NCSG. It's a concern that country names listed in short form remain reserved, and short names can be disputed between state and non-state actors. And 101 is the last comment of recommendation 5. It's from Christopher, also a statement. Short form names listed in ISO 3166-1 will also be protected. Okay, we finished with reviewing the comments of recommendation 5. Any comments, questions, hands up? Thank you, Cheryl. She's telling in which page we are. Thank you for that. Okay, let's go on. 102, it's the recommendation 6. WordTrack 5 recommends continuing to consider the following category: a country and territory name which is reserved at the top level and unavailable for delegation as stated in the applicant guidebook. Short or long form name association with a code that has been designated as exceptionally reserved by the ISO 3166 maintenance agency. Let's see the comments. 103, agreement from the CCNO. 104, row. Agreement from the Communications and Information Technology Commission, CITC. 105, agreement from .Berlin GmbH, Co. and KG Hamburg sub-level domain GmbH, GOTLD Group. 106, agreement from Center AFNIC. 107, agreement from the Business Constituency. And 108, agreement from Uninet or IDAS. 109, agreement from .com GmbH, 110, agreement from Registrar Stakeholder Group, 111, agreement from International Trademark Association, 112, agreement from the Intellectual Property Constituency, IPC, apologies, 112.
There's a hand up by Christopher.
Oh, thank you, Javier. Thank you so much. So I stopped now in 113. I don't want to forget that. Christopher, the floor is yours. Go ahead. Christopher, you're on mute. Christopher?
Christopher, you're muted.
Okay, I'll move forward. So if you can connect with Christopher, I'll stop and give you the floor, okay? Okay, 113 is support from Tom Dale as individual. 114 is support for ALAC. 115 is support in general from Registry Stakeholder Group. 100, that was 115. 116, agreement from the group of registries, UNI Registry, Machines Group, Top Level Design, Amazon Registry Services, and Employee Media LLC. 117, there are agreement and some concerns. There's some concerns about the trademarks by the Brand Registry Group. And 119, there is divergence from the NCSG. They keep their previous comments about reservations associated with the short or long form name. So I won't repeat. And then there is comments from Christopher Wilkinson, 119 row, short long form names associated with exceptional reserve ISO 3166 will be reserved as unavailable for delegation. So we finished with recommendation, 6 comments. Any comments? Christopher, can you hear me? You're on mute. I don't know if you can unmute and let us know your comments. I can give you the floor now. Okay. I'll go on. So if you can, you can talk later, that will be okay. Let me know. So in row 120, we have recommendation 7, which is WorkCard 5 recommends continuing to consider the following category, a country and territory name, which is reserved at the top level and unavailable for delegation, as stated in the applicant guidebook. Separable components of the country name decide on the separable country names list. And there are more comments, more detail about this recommendation in row 120. Okay, 121, the first comment. It's agreement from the CCNSO. 122 is agreement from Singapore. 123 is agreement from Dot Berlin GmbH and Company, KJ Hamburg Sublevel Domain GmbH and GOT. 124 agreement from the Center and AFNIC. 125 is agreement from the Business Constituency. 126 is agreement from Uninet Nordic AS. 127 is agreement from Dotson GmbH. 128 is agreement from the Registrar Stakeholder Group. 129 agreement from the Intellectual Property Constituency. 130 agreement from Tondale. 131 agreement from ALAC. Agreement is 132 agreement from the Registry Stakeholder Group. 133 agreement from the Group of Registries, Unit Registry, Minds Machines Group, Sublevel Design, Amazon Registry Services, and Employ Media LLC. 134, agreements on some concerns of the Brand Registry Group, the same comment they have done about trademarks. 135 is agreement and concerns about the International Trademark Association. Names listed in Class C refer to synonyms of the country name or subnational entities, so are not separable components of country names. This is mainly their comment, their concern. 136 is concerns from the Communications and Information Technology Commission, same as about translation that they have done in other comments before. NCSG have diversions, mainly similar to one before. NCSG does not support the reservation of strings determined to be a separable component of a country name designed on the separable country name list included in Appendix 2. They believe that the expansion of the number of and type of reserved words was not sufficiently justified. And finally, the last comment from Christopher Wilkinson is in row 138, separable components of designed country names will also be protected in the same way. This is the last comment for recommendation 7. I will stop here and see if there are any comments, hands up, or things that you want to say. Christopher, are you back? You want to say something? You had your hand up before, but I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, hi. Good evening. Christopher Wilkinson, for the record. I've had to re-log on twice to get back into the Adobe. Just to say it's extremely difficult to follow the things because the page numbers don't appear on the screen or on the PDF, and the numbers that Olga is referring to actually do appear very faint in on the left-hand side of the web version, but they don't appear on the screen. It's extremely difficult to keep up with the discussion when these references are invisible. Thank you.
Thank you, Christopher.
You are totally right. It's extremely difficult. So what I am doing to be able to do this, I'm working with two different computers. In one computer, I have the Adobe Connect open, and in other computer with a very large screen, I have the display document so I can read all the numbers. But I do agree with you that it's difficult. What I suggest to you is that then you check the notes, the same as we did in the first call. You can check the notes, and there you have all the reference to the rows. And with a larger screen, you can review the document. But I agree, it's difficult. But it's the only way that we can review such a large document. So apologies if you have difficulties.
Yeah, fair enough, Olga. But just to add that very few people have a large screen. In fact, it's even in full screen, the document is so dense and so that if you enlarge it to the point that you can actually read it, you can't get the whole document on the screen. There's a problem with this method of communication, I must say. Thank you. I'll review the comments later.
Thank you, Christopher, and I share your difficulties. Also, remember, not only for you, but for all colleagues, we are just making an overview of the whole document. As you can see, it's a huge document, a huge amount of information. What staff have done in a very nicely way, they have ordered it, and they have categorized it, and they have marked this color differentiation, which I think is very useful, because at a glance you can have a sense if there is agreement or not, or if there are concerns. I think that the purpose of this call is that, give you a sense of the general document, and then if you're really interested, go in deep into all the text and the different comments in, I don't know, a larger screen or printed, or depends on which way you feel more comfortable. Are there any other comment? Okay, I'll move on. I will go now to recommendation 8. It's in row 139. Recommendations from WordTrack 5 is clarification from the applicant guidebook. Designate the following category as a country and territory name, which is reserved at the top level and unavailable for delegation. Permutation or transposition of any of the names included in items 1-5. Permutations include removal of spaces and insertion of punctuation and addition of removal of grammatic articles like the. The transposition is considered a change in the sequence of the long short form name, for example, Republic Czech or Ireland Cayman. So recommends clarifying that permutations and transposition of the following strings are reserved. Is long form name listed in the ISO 3166-1 standard, short form in the same list. Short long form name association with a code that has been designated as exceptionally reserved by the ISO 3166 maintenance agency. Separable component of the country name designated on the separable country name list. And strings resulting from a permutation and transposition of alpha 3 codes listed in the ISO 3160-1 standard should be allowed. So let's go to the comments. I am now in row 140, agreement from the CCNSO, 141, agreement from Singapore, 142, agreement from Dot Berlin GmbH and Company, KJ Hamburg, sub-level domain GmbH, GOTLD Group, 143, agreement from Center and AFNIC, 144, agreement from Brand Registry Group, 145, agreement from Uninet Nordic AS, 146, agreement from Dotfunk GmbH, 147, agreement from the Registrar Stakeholder Group, 148, agreement of Intellectual Property Constituency, 149, agreement of Tom Dale, 150, agreement from ALAC, 151, agreement from the Registry Stakeholder Group, 152, agreement from the group of registries, Unit Registry, Minds Machines Group, Top Level Design, Amazon Registry Services, Employ Media LLC.
153, there are some concerns, an agreement from the International Trademark Association. They see this recommendation as unnecessary and overbroad of preventative solution. 154, concerns and divergence from the Communications and Information Technology Commission. The concerns, translations of drinks to any language shall be reserved. And shall also be reserved as well as their translation. So similar comment as the similar divergence as the concern. 155, sorry, concerns and divergence from the NCSG resulting from permutations and transposition of Alpha 3 codes is unclear and does not support reservation of drinks resulting from permutations. 156 is divergence from the business constituency. The BC does not support permutations and transposition, expand, create other terms that are not necessarily geographic and therefore may prevent France with trademark from applying for terms. 157 is divergence from APTLD in light of what they recommend for the sake of consistency, the former recommendation should be deleted. And 158 from Christopher Wilkinson is a summary statement. These permutations or transpositions shall be protected in the same way, except that permutations and transposition of the ISO 3166 three-letter codes should be allowed. So we have reached the end of the comments for recommendation 8. Any comments? Any hands up? Oh, Justin, I did a mistake, maybe. So 153, Justin is correcting me. Let me see. It's International Trademark Association. What did I say? Okay. Okay, I move to the 159, recommendation 9, okay? World Track 5 recommends continuing to consider the following category, a country and territory name, which is reserved at the top level and unavailable for delegation, as stated in the applicant guidebook. Name by which a country is commonly known, as demonstrated by evidence that the country is recognized by that name, by an intergovernmental or treaty organization. Let's see the comments. 160, it's agreement from the CCNSO. 161, agreement from Singapore. 162, agreement from Dot Berlin GmbH and Company KJ Hamburg Top Level Domain GmbH and GeoTLD Group. 163, agreement from Center and Afnic. 164 agreement from Uninet Nordic AS. 165 agreement from Dotson GmbH. 166 agreement from the Register Stakeholder Group. 167 agreement from the International Trademark Association. 169 agreement from the Intellectual Property Constituency. 169 support from Tom Dale, 170, support from ALAC, 171, support from the Registry Stakeholder Group, 172, agreement from the Group of Registries, Unit Registry, Minds Machines Group, Top Level Design, Amazon Registry Service, Employee Media, LLC, 173, there is agreement, but some concerns by the Communications and Information Technology Commission. Again, the comment about translation. 174, agreement and concerns from the Brand Registry Group. The BGR does not support restrictions to the use of geographic terms at the top level for applicants that hold a margin trademark. 175 is new idea by APTLD. The new idea is called for the need to establish a dedicated procedure to detect and demonstrate respective evidence. 176 is divergence from the NCSG. It's not acceptable. It does not have a legal basis, nor it can be restricted to a limited number of names based upon a set of defined standards. 177, divergence from the business constituency, that does not support this recommendation. And 178, Christopher, comment from Christopher, names by which countries are commonly known should be protected in the same way. So this is the end of recommendation 9. Any comments? Hands up. I see none, so let's go on. 179 has the recommendation 10. Track 5 recommends continuing to consider the following category of a geographic name requiring government support at the top level. Applications for this strength must be accompanied by a documentation of support of non-objection from the relevant government or public authorities. An application for any string that is a representation of the capital city name of a country, of any country, or territory listed in the I-3166-1 standard. So let's see the comments. I will go now to row 180, agreement from Singapore. 181, agreement from Uninet Nordic AS. 192, agreement from Dotson GmbH. 193, agreement from the IPC, Intellectual Property Constituency. 194, agreement from Tondale. 195, agreement from ALAC. 196, agreement from the Registry Stakeholder Group. 197, agreement from the Brand Registry with some concerns. The same comment about trademarks that was stated before. 198, agreement and concerns from the Communications and Information Technology Commission about the translation, similar comment as before. 199, agreement and new ideas by Dot Berlin GmbH, Hamburg Sub-Level Domain GmbH, and GeoTLD Group. The new idea is with the following addition, applications of these drinks must be accompanied by documentation of support or non-objection from the relevant government or public authority, independent from the intended use. This is the new idea that they propose. 190, agreement on divergence from group of registries, unit registry, machines, group, top-level design, Amazon Registry Services, and Employ Media LLC. They do not support restrictions on the use of terms that match capital or other city territory names. 191, concerns on divergence from the NCSG. Receiving non-objections letters from public authorities is burdensome, sometimes impossible. It's unclear what would happen in the common situation where multiple city-states provinces share the same name. 192 is divergence from the registrar stakeholder group. They don't support this recommendation. And 193, divergence from the International Trademark Association. They recognize the current practice with ICANN, but objects to this recommendation as it conflicts with established law. And 194, divergence from the business constituency. They do not support this recommendation. And a comment from Christopher in 195, capital city names, countries, or territories listed in ISO 3166 should be also protected. I will stop here for a moment. So this is the end of recommendation 10. Any comments, hands up? I see none, so I move on with the recommendation 11. We have 35 minutes to go. Whoa. Okay, this is row 196. WordPress 5 recommends continuing to consider the following category of a geographic name requiring government support. Applications for this string must be accompanied by documentation of support or non-objection from the relevant governments or public authorities. An application of a city name where the applicant declares that it intends to use the GTLD for purposes associated with the city name. An application for a city name will be subject to the geographic names requirements. It is clear from applicant statement within the application that the applicant will use the TLD primarily for purposes associated with the city name. The apply for string is a city name as listed in official document. So let's see the comments. We are in row 197. It's agreement from the business constituency, 198 agreement from Dotson GmbH, 199 agreement from the registry stakeholder group, 200 it's agreement from the intellectual property constituency, 201 agreement, new idea and divergence from the ALAC, the divergence is some support for suggesting the applicant for city names be subject to requirements for letter of support from relevant governments. And the new idea is they suggest the concept of letter of support and non-rejection be replaced with the concept of informed consent in writing. And they explain the reason in their comment in 2001. 2002, we have agreement and some divergence from a group of registries, Uni Registry, Minds Machines, Groups of Level Design, Amazon Registry Service, and Employ Media LLC. They do not support preliminary recommendation 3, and they do not support restriction of the use of terms that match capital on other city or territory names. Let's go now to row 203. There is new ideas and some divergence from the International Trademark Association. They say that they recognize that it's current practice ICANN, but objects this recommendation as it conflicts with established law. And then as new idea, they say it's important when balancing competing interests to acknowledge and allow for these multiple meanings, and they explain the reason. 2004, row 2004, it's new ideas and divergence from Dot Berlin GmbH, Co. KJ Hamburg Top Level Domain GmbH, and GeoTLD. They do not support the recommendation, and they want an amendment. An application for a string, which is a representation of a city or a country territory according to the list, such a string was subject to the geographic names requirements, and they explain the text that they propose. They propose a new text. This is 2005. It's concerns and divergence from the NCSG. They expressed that receiving these letters is burdensome, as I said before. It's unclear what would happen in common situation where multiple cities have the same name. It's the same common as before. And then row 2006 is the brand registry group, divergence and concerns. They do not support the restrictions to the use of these geographic terms at the sub-level. And they are willing to consider previous level of reservation proposed recommendations 1 to 10. Now we go to row 2007. It's divergence from the Communications and Information Technology Commission. The comment about, since it's a city name, a government support is necessary, and they propose a new text. A comment from Georgia, it's divergence, it is row 2008. Documentation support or non-objection from the relevant government or public authority must be required if the applicant will use the TLD for any purposes, not only for the purposes associated with the city name. 2009, divergence from Tom Dale, the intended use provision is inconsistent with the unique nature of the GeoTLD. 2010, divergence from the registrar stakeholder group. they do not support this recommendation. And Christopher makes comments, application of any city name where the applicant intends to use the name in association with the city will require documented support of non-objection from that city. So this is the end of comments for recommendation 11. Any comments? Hands up. Thank you, David, for the nice comments. Any problem with the comments from Georgia? Did I say it wrong? Oh, yes, you're right. We should say the government of Georgia so we don't get confused with other Georgia. Thank you, Justin, for the comment. So let's go, if there are no other comments, let's go to recommendation 12. Oh, we have half an hour. WordPress 5, this is Road 2012. WordPress 5 recommends continuing to consider the following category of a geographic name requiring government support at the top level. Applications for these strings must be accompanied by documentation of support or non-objection by relevant government or public authorities, which is an application of any string that is an exact match of a subnational place name, such as a county, province, or state, listed in the ISO 3166/2 standard. So let's see the comments. Row 2013, agreement from Dotson GmbH. Row 2014, agreement from the Intellectual Property Constituency. Row 2015, agreement from Tondale. Row 2016, agreement from the Registered Stakeholder Group. Row 2017, agreement from the ALAC. Row 2019, agreement and new idea from Dot Berlin, GmbH and Company, KJ Hamburg, Top Level Domain, GmbH, GOTHD Group. The new idea is they suggest an addition involved of the independent from the intended use. It's a similar comment that they have done before in other foundations. Row 2019, agreement and some concerns from the Communications and Information Technology Commission, CITC. It's about the translations that they have done in other comments. 2020, agreement and concerns from the business constituency. They do not support the need for letters if the applicant declares that intends not to use the GTLD for purposes associated with the country, province, or state. 2021 row, it's agreement and some concerns from group of registries, Union Registry, Minds and Machines Group, Sub-Level Design, Amazon Registry Services, and Employ Media LLC. Divergence is that they know there is no legal basis to withhold the strings. 2022, new idea and divergence from the International Trademark Association that they do not support the recommendation. They see as example of preventative creep. And then a new idea is to the extent that preventative measures continue to apply in respect to this name, there should be an intended use element. 2023, concerns on divergence from the NCSG, they repeat the comment about the burdensome of receiving the comments and the letters. It's unclear what would happen in the comment situation where multiple cities, states, and provinces have the same name. Similar comment as before. And then we have concerns and divergence from the Brand Registry Group. They do not support restrictions of the use of this term. And they are willing to consider the previous level of reservation in recommendations 1 to 10. And 2025 is divergence from the registrar stakeholder group. They do not support this recommendation as goes overboard and represents claims that have no legal basis. And finally, the last comment of Recommendation 12, 2026 rule. It's coming from Christopher Wilkinson. It's applicants for subnational place names listed in the list should be subject to prior authorization or non-objection. So we have reached the end of the comments for Recommendation 12. I will stop here and see if there are any comments or hands up. I see none. Okay, let's move on. It's Recommendation 13. Word Track 5, this is Row 2027. Word Track 5 recommends continuing to consider the following category, a geographic name requiring government support at the sub-level. An application of a string listed in as a UNESCO Region 4 or appearing at the composition of macro-geographic, continental regions, geographic and sub-regions, and selected economic and other groupings. So let's see the comments. Row 2028, support from the Zone GmbH. 2029, support from the Intellectual Property Constituency. 2030, support from Tomil. 2031, support from the Registered Stakeholder Group. 2031, I already read it, Registered Stakeholder Group. 2032, agreement from the Communications and Information Technology Commission. 2033, agreement from the ALAC. 2034, agreement, a new idea from Dot Berlin GmbH and Company, KJ Hamburg, Top-Level Domain GmbH, and GOTLD Group. The new idea is, it's the comment that they did before about the independent from intended use. They suggest a new text. 2035, it's agreement and concerns from the business constituency. They do not support the need for letters. 2036, it's agreement and some concerns from the group of registries, in the registry, Mass Machines Group, Top-Level Design, Amazon Registry Service, and Intermedia LLC. There is no legal basis to withhold the strings in Recommendation 1 to 9. And to require letters. 2037, it's a new idea from Christopher. Note that the general concept of cross-border regions is probably broader than UNESCO. Other concepts such as mountain chains, river basins, archipelagos, desert forests, etc. may be welcome into play different parts of the world. 2038. It's new idea and divergence from the International Trademark Association. They do not support the recommendation. It's a similar comment as before. And the new idea is to the extent that preventative measures continue to apply, there should be an intended use element. This was also stated before in other recommendations. Row 2039 is divergence and concerns from the brand registry group. They are similar comments than before. They do not support the restrictions, especially in relation with the trademarks. And sorry, I have a problem with my screen. They are willing to consider the previous level of reservation, but it's excessive and unwanted rights to governments and local authorities. It's a similar comment that in other recommendations. And we have 240 concerns and divergence from NCSG. They oppose the following recommendation, application of a forest string listed at UNESCO region or appearing on the composition of multiple geographical regions. And then the case should be limited to ISO 3166/1 and /2 and no other United Nations or other international organizations grouping should be used. Finally, the last comment is 2041. It's divergence from the registrar stakeholder group. They do not support this recommendation. Any comments so far? Have we reached the end of the recommendation? Comments? Thank you. Thank you, David. Thank you, Sharon. Okay, we have review. I didn't read all of the comments. Some of them are similar. It would have been much longer if I had gone through all the detailed comments. But I think the idea is that we have a sense of the general input that the different commenters have done, and you have a sense of how the document has been ordered and classified, which I think it's brilliant, this issue about the colors, because you just don't have to read. You can see the document and you can feel that it's agreement or divergence or new ideas. Of course, you have to go in deep and give your input about all this fantastic development done by the staff. Martin asked if any has observations from the comments to the preliminary recommendations. Samalyobamitsia. How do you pronounce that, Javier? That's difficult. Okay, maybe Steve or Julie can, in the meantime, like colleagues, think about any comments as we have some minutes left. Maybe you can give us an idea of which are the next step, when do we have the next call, and other details. Hello, Steve, are you there?
Sorry. Hi, Olga. This is Steve from staff. I was just checking the calendar to make sure there isn't a call next week. Echo.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I hear some.
I think it might actually be your line, Olga, if you don't mind muting.
Yeah, sure. One second.
Thank you. Let's try. Yep, there we go. So as I was saying, I was just checking the calendar to make sure there isn't a call, and it makes sense, because the call would have been the 6th, which is, I think, a day where many people are traveling to ICANN 64. So this is, in fact, the last call before ICANN 64. At least in discussions with the co-leads, therefore the next call would, or I guess the next meeting would therefore be at ICANN 64. And I think the co-leads did not want to presume what the approach would be for the meetings at ICANN until they got a sense of how this comment review went. So I think the idea now is to take some lessons learned from the public comment review, determine what the best approach would be for the meetings at ICANN 64, and then share that prior to the meeting to allow you all some time to prepare and make sure you come ready to contribute and help with the engage on the subject. So so there's no other meetings by teleconference, and so therefore the next meeting is at ICANN 64. And as a reminder, I don't remember the exact date off the top of my head, but it's the first day of the meeting. It's a Saturday, and it's the first two sessions of that day. So hopefully that's helpful. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Steve. Well, let me check the comments in the chat. There were some comments from Jeff, I think. Jeff says, it seems that the comments reflect the discussions in this group, not expected. However, we need to get to a position of what can we live with. We need to get to a point where the appropriate incentive to come up with a solution we can all be equally happy or equally unhappy about. Please have in mind that this document has many other inputs. If you go to the document in the lower part, you can see different, then you have the questions for community input and the proposals, which is a much larger section of the document. We just went through the recommendations in this call and in the previous call of the general comments. So have that in mind. Christopher, your hand is up. Please, the floor is yours.
Yes, good morning. Thank you, Olga, for a marathon session. As you've gathered, the actually using such a vast document on the screen in this context is extraordinarily technically at the level of a laptop. But be that as it may, I think I've got the gist of what has been said, and thank you to the staff for referring from time to time to my own comments. I won't be in ICANN 64, so I'll just make two or three general statements here. First of all, I do not agree that a trademark in country A should be allowed to trump or override, we shouldn't use the word trump anymore, to override the interests of the community holding that name as a geographical name in country B. I think that would be a gross extension of trademark rights for which there is no legal basis to my knowledge. Secondly, we don't need to go into the discussion again about the interests of the populations in geographical areas. That has been very well stated by the general statement that has received very wide support, which I have also supported myself. And finally, we are faced here with an extraordinary diversity of opinions and fundamental disagreements. And I go back to what I've said several times in the past, that it is absolutely unacceptable to argue the so-called mantra that to argue that if there is no agreement in this group, that we revert to 2012. I think the international consciousness about these issues is several orders of magnitude greater than it was in 2007 and 2012. And frankly, ICANN, Work Track 5, and the PDP will not get away with trying to solve the problem just by saying there's no agreement, therefore we go back to 2012. I think that would be fatal for ICANN. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Christopher. I think, Martin, you're asking to Christopher to clarify his comments. Can you please indicate which comment refers to your concern? You're asking to Christopher, Martin?
Martin, my reading is many of the comments from INTA and others imply, if not demand, that the trademark should take precedence of the geographical use of the geographical name, even if the trademark has nothing to do with the country concerned with the geographical name. If I'm wrong, that would be interesting to discuss offline or on another occasion. But over and over again in these comments from the intellectual property groups, there's a strong implication, if not the demand, that an existing trademark should take precedence over the use of the name for geographical purposes. I accept that.
Martin says that no, they don't. I think he's typing. Maybe he can clarify to you, or maybe you can exchange some ideas. Martin says if two applications were received, one from trademark and one from geo, there is no reference to which would prevail. That's the comment from Martin. And Nick says that, Christopher, isn't there a high degree of support of the 2012 position? And where there is opposition one way, there is also opposition in the other direction. This is coming from Nick. Christopher, you want to say something? It's in your hand. Okay, I think An old hand, Christopher, or a new hand? Christopher is typing. Okay, apart from Christopher's comments, are there other comments, other additional input from our colleagues in the audience? Christopher says, not sound again. Have a good trip to Icon City for good. Bye, Christopher. Thank you very much for all your input and comments. Cheryl says, thanks, Christopher. Okay, any other comments? We still have 10 minutes. It's 3:20 in Buenos Aires of the new day. I hope Justin is asking if Christopher, you will join remotely. That would be very useful. It's Saturday morning when we will have the session. Okay, any more comments? Any other comments from colleagues? Steve, Michelle, Julie, any other comments from staff or Cheryl or Jeff from the PDP leaders?
Olga, Cheryl here. Other than to note what a terrific amount has been gone through in today's exercise, it is almost mind-numbing at times, but it is incredibly important that you all are able to be satisfied that we have given justice in our review and have correctly characterised all of the very valuable public comments that have come in. And then, of course, the next step is to perhaps identify some trends or lacks of trends, as it may be, in some parts of this analysis. It's a vital part of the process, albeit perhaps not the most exciting in terms of discussion and debate. And do also remember that whatever trends, recommendations, degrees of consensus or otherwise you note out of this analysis, that, and of course any particular new ideas, etc., that are being brought forward, all of that will be taken through to the full PDP working group, because whilst you are a unique work track, you are a work track of the full subsequent procedures for new geographic for new GTLDs. You're just focusing on the GO terms, so it has to come back to the full working group as well. So with that, huge thanks and kudos go to Olga, especially at the unfriendly hour that this call is in for her. Back to you, Olga, and
thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Cheryl. The nice thing of chairing meetings at this time of the middle of the night is nobody is calling, nobody is interrupting, and everything is very quiet. So that's very good. Thank you very much, Cheryl. Also remember that the document is not what we have reviewed in this call and the previous. There is a lot of more to review, so have that in mind. And please take a look at that. Okay, safe travels to those of you and me going to Kobe. For me, it's a very long flight. And if there are no more comments, so just enough comments, I wish you a good part of the week, a weekend, and see you, some of you, in Kobe. And if you are not there, just remember to join remotely, and thank you all much for your attention and for being with me tonight in this call. Bye-bye, and we see you in person or online. Bye. Ciao, ciao.
Thank you. Meeting has been adjourned.